This beautiful song, isn't that great? He stood in my place. And in my place, as he stood there, he was found guilty because of me. Not because of him. He didn't sin. But he took my sins upon him and stood in my place guilty. Boy, that was good. Great program. The only thing better is when we have the shepherds stay and they're all around me while I'm preaching. I just have a good time with the shepherds. I was a little hurt they didn't ask me to sing with them this year. I got to find out what I did wrong the last 2 years, and they didn't ask me this year. So I'll find out what I did wrong, and I'll make it right so I can sing with them again next year. But what a blessing, and what a great program, and we sure appreciate our shepherd's ministry. Let not your heart be troubled, the Bible says. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. And I look around and there's a lot of troubled hearts out here. A lot of trouble going on. I mean, in our world today, there's just all kinds of trouble. But Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. And I want to talk to you about that this morning, next few minutes. And I promise you this, we'll get out when we always get out. It isn't going to be any longer, I'm a nervous preacher. I'm not. I feel real good. It'll be okay. But I want you to listen carefully. Let not your heart be troubled. Father, please speak to our hearts today. Give us what we need from your word. Thank you for the shepherd's ministry and the ministry, Lord, one that we've seen so many saved and baptized. And Lord, a group of folks that just really love you. And I pray that we will continue now as they've really prepared us for the message from your word. So help us to respond the way we should respond today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Really, that's what their program was all about. Here's a group of folks who are trying to let you know their hearts aren't troubled today. Now, there may be one or two. There may be some that maybe they've got some troubles in that. And we all have different kinds of troubles. But their heart's not troubled. They want you to know today that when they're smiling, it's because they're happy. When they're clapping, it's because they're happy. When they're, rejoicing, they are rejoicing. When they sing, dwelling in Beulah land, praise God, they really mean praise God. I mean, it's just because let not your heart be troubled is kind of a theme that follows along with the shepherd. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have troubles. Doesn't mean they don't have days that are tough days. It doesn't mean any of that at all. It just means the program is kind of a program of let not your heart be troubled. I was watching, I believe his name's Bill, and he comes on Wednesday nights. Am I right about that, Bill? But anyway, I would never embarrass him, really, but when he sings, he just sings. I don't know if he cares what the words say or not. Not sure he knows the words or can sing. I don't know. He just sings. We're singing Amazing Grace, and he's singing, la, 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 la. And it's on Wednesday night, and he's right over here, and I always hear him, and I was kind of listening for him today, and sure enough, but you know what? While he's got this big smile, and I don't know if he doesn't understand the words or what, but he knows what he's thinking, and he's smiling about it. And one time on a Wednesday night, somebody said, Pastor, they said, is that a distraction? And I said, no, I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you what's a distraction to me. It's someone who's born again, someone who's saved, and they don't sing, and they don't smile. That's a distraction to me. Any day, I'll take la, 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 because in his heart, he's happy. In his heart, let not your heart be troubled. In his heart, Jesus is his Savior. In his heart, he's going to heaven. And I cannot understand why any Christian can't get excited about that, can't put a smile on their face, and when we're singing Amazing Grace, be excited about it. It just always amazes me. It's kind of like we're always worried about what everybody thinks. Let not your heart be troubled. If you'd quit worrying about what everybody thinks, you'd take away half your trouble. Amen. Amen. Especially when you come to church. You'd take away a lot of trouble. I just wrote down some points that I wanted to share. And I kind of tied the songs in as well, but they were such a blessing to me. And the first thing I write down here about let not your heart be troubled is peace. There can be real peace. The Bible talks about a peace that passeth understanding. It's a peace. It's a knowing that your sins are forgiven. It's a peace where as the shepherd saying, this is the day that the Lord hath made. You know you can make peace with a day. Some of you need to, honestly. You say, oh, it was such a terrible day. Well, it's a day God made. Huh? I mean, you might as well make peace with it. God knew what was going to happen. I mean, how many times do we look up and it's snowing? And, oh, why did it have to snow? And it's almost like, God, what are you doing? God knows what He's doing. Why did it have to rain? God knows what He's doing. Huh? There's a peace. This is a day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will what? Rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah, but you don't understand. It was a bad day. Not if God made it. It can't be a bad day. You know, you'll take away a lot of the trouble in your heart if you just say, God, I need peace. And honestly, so much of our peace comes as we realize God's God. And let Him be God. And let Him give you a day that maybe isn't the kind of day you would have planned. But how about trusting Him with His plans? Amen. I think about the song they sang, He cares for you, He cares for you. He ever loves and cares for you. You know what? They believe that. Do you? I mean, we're walking around as Christians and we're twiddling our thumbs and we're worried about this and we're worried about that. And we're afraid to look at our newspaper because of what bad news we're going to read next. Okay, does He care for me or not? Let not your heart be troubled. Peace. There's a peace. And I'm not talking about, the hippie peace of years ago. Hey, peace, man. I'm talking about a peace in your heart that passes all understanding. I'm talking about a peace that when the world is fretting about everything, you're saying, you know what? I think it's okay. It is okay. They sang the song, and I love it. Everything's all right in my Father's house. In my Father's house. In my Father's house. Everything's all right. Yeah, it is all right. It is. Oh, preacher, if you could see my bills, and everything's all right. God's still God. And everything's all right in my Father's house. There's joy, joy, joy. Jesus is the way to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house. Will I see you there in my Father's house? There's peace because, hey, we're looking forward to our Father's house. There's folks all over. I mean, you know, we look forward to Thanksgiving. You know, we're going to go to grandmother's house, right? To grandmother's house we go. I don't even know the song anymore. But anyway, the horse knows a way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow, oh, over the river and through the woods to grandmother's. And we get all excited. Some of you can't even handle that right now. You just, Pastor, you're supposed to be dignified. No, I'm just, listen. Is it all right or not? We're looking forward to going to Granny's house for Thanksgiving. We're looking forward to turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes. We're getting ready to start our diet again, and we're just making sure that it doesn't get into Thanksgiving. Amen. That's planned diet. Amen. And we're all excited about Thanksgiving and all excited about going to Grandma. Hey, listen to me. The shepherds are trying to tell you, hey, we're going to heaven someday. There's a house in heaven. There's a place that God's prepared. Everything's all right. It's all right. Let the world do what they're going to do. Do you know what Antichrist is going to run this thing one of these days? Antichrist and his armies are going to, they're going to drive your car. They're going to live in your house. Yeah, that's all right. I'm gone. I'm out of here. One of these days, there's peace in that. There is a peace in that. Everything is all right. And it should be. There's peace in that. They sang the song, I've Been Redeemed. I like it. I like to hear them sing, I've Been Redeemed. By the way, they love to sing. They love to sing. And they really get into singing. But I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb. You know, I'd be afraid to do that with our congregation. I'm serious. You know, it'd be, I've been redeemed. And it'd be, and if no one else sings, you just kind of exist. But anyway, boy, you are going to be scared to death when you get to heaven. There's going to be serious singing. But anyway, by the blood of the Lamb, I've been redeemed. Now, if you'd ever been a slave, you'd understand that. If you were ever owned by someone else, you'd understand that. By the way, if you're saved today, you should understand that. I remember before I got saved, Brother Hawkins, I was a heathen. And I was chained. And I was in bondage to my sin. And I didn't have a choice on what I said and what I did. I just cussed and swore. I didn't have a lot of choice in what I just did it all. I was obeying my master. And I was a slave and I was in bondage. And I remember sitting in church. And I remember thinking, if I die, I am going to go to hell. And I remember thinking, if Jesus came, I would be left behind because I'm a slave. And I remember it very clearly when invitations were given, hey, all you have to do is come and trust Jesus as your Savior. And I remember thinking, is it really that easy? Well, it wasn't easy for him. He died on the cross to pay for our sins. He was whipped with a cat of nine tails till his flesh hung from his body. He was nailed to the tree, but he paid for my sins. And I remember thinking that if it's that easy, I'd sure like to be free from my sin. I'd sure like to be free from the bondage of my sin. I'd sure like to be free from going to hell. At the age of 17, I remember bowing my head and calling on Jesus to come into my heart and save me and forgive me of my sins. And he came in and the chains fell off. Amen. And I'm free now. I've been redeemed. I just think we kind of forget about it sometimes. But see, there's peace in that. You know, there is no court in hell that can condemn me. There's an accuser there that wants to. But hey, you know, he points at Doug Rogers and says, hey, there's a guy that's a sinner. And Jesus says, hey, wait a minute. I died for him. Here's the scars. I died for him. My blood purchased his freedom. My friend, you don't have peace today. You can have peace. You need the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you, forgive you of your sins. There's a peace, the peace that passes all understanding. And I love that. Let not your heart be troubled. You want to get rid of some of your trouble that's in your heart today? You may not get rid of the trouble around you, but you can get rid of the trouble in your heart today. Get the peace of God that comes from salvation. The second thing I see here is preparation. And that is this, what follows here is going to heaven. And there is a way to go to heaven. First of all, he says this. He says, you believe in God. Now you say, wow, that's me. I'm religious. I'm a religious person. I believe in God. Yes, sir. Boy, that's a good answer. I believe in God. You come to church, you better believe in God. Well, it's not such a hot thing, really, because in James, the Bible says that the devils believe and tremble. Yeah, they believe in God, too. I mean, the most wicked people in the world believe in God, pretty much. You say, you tell me that's not enough? No, it's not enough. Here's what Jesus said, though, and I don't have to tell you. Jesus said, believe also in me. Why is that? Because he says later on in verse 6, I am the way. Okay, so you need to believe also in him. You need to believe in him. He's the Messiah. You need to believe in him. He's the Christ, the anointed one. You need to believe in him. He's the Savior. He's the sacrifice. He's the spotted lamb that had to be sacrificed to pay for our sins. You believe in God? Okay, good, great. That's wonderful. I'm glad you came to church today. You believe in God? That's great. Believe also in me, Jesus said. Amen. Believe also in me. Believe in Jesus. Believe in the one who died on the cross to pay for your sins. The one who said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can't come unto the Father by the Baptist church. You say, I'm going to join Berean Baptist Church and get to heaven. Can't do it. It's not possible. Well, I'm going to get baptized in your tank there and get to heaven. And you can't get baptized till you shrivel up like a prune, and you're not going to get to heaven that way. You say, I'm going to do a lot of good works. That isn't going to get you to heaven either. You say, well, wait a minute, I believe in God. No. Jesus said, believe also in me. Watch all the legislation that's going on. Read your newspapers. They don't even want us to use the name of Jesus. And yet my Bible says neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other. There's no way to be saved other than Jesus. That's why, listen to me, you say, I believe in God. Okay, believe in Jesus. Call on Jesus. Ask Jesus to be your Savior today. That's what I did is at the age of 17. I knelt by my bed and I called on Jesus and said, God, I am sorry I've sinned against you. Please, please, please forgive me and come into my heart. Save me. That's what you need to do today. I'm talking about, again, let not your heart be troubled. There's peace that you can have. But there's preparation. And Jesus paid it all in full when he died on the cross. You, my friend, you need to make that decision. You need to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The shepherds said it very, very well. All their songs talk about that. All their songs, their wordless book chorus is one of my favorite things. My heart was black with sin until the Savior came in. That's all of us. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Aren't those the verses they gave us? The wages of sin is death. Huh? My heart was black with sin until the Savior came in. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. Very clear. His precious blood, I know, has washed it white as snow. Amen. That's so good. And in His word I'm told, I'll walk the streets of gold. A wonderful, wonderful day. He washed my sins away. Isn't that good? And they're holding up those little signs, and I'm getting into that pretty much too. Amen. That's pretty good stuff. Because you know what? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That is so true. And everybody in this room, we're all sinners. Every one of them. Nobody here is perfect. And the wages of sin is death. That's what we deserve for what we've done. Death in a place called hell. Separation from God in hell for eternity. But the Bible says God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. And for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I didn't say that. God said that. And God can't lie. My friend, if you'd call on Jesus today, that's the preparation. That's what everything is set for you to trust Jesus as your Savior. Then number three, we see a place. I get excited about that. In verse 2, it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. He didn't, you know, there's some people, they want to change the scripture, but I'm glad it says exactly what it says here in the old King James Bible, many mansions. Somebody said, well, that's talking about little compartments. Are you kidding me? You're talking about God. I'm talking about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords going to put me in a compartment? Like a boxcar of a train? Are you kidding me? It says mansions. I'm talking about big pillars, and I'm not talking about those things you lay your head on at night. I'm talking mansion. Amen. I've preached a lot of funerals, and I get excited thinking about the mansions. I got, you know, mansion. Somebody said, well, I just want a little pup tent in the corner of glory. You're nuts. I'm talking about a place to live for all eternity. You're just being overly pious, I think. Mansions, my Bible says. Amen. If it were not so, I would have told you, Jesus said. Jesus never lied. He says, I go to prepare a place for you, and He's doing that. Amen. And it's a place. It's a real place. Heaven's a real place. Well, when we die, we just go to the grave. That's why you're miserable. That's why you're not happy. That's why you don't shout. When I die, I'm going to heaven. And you know, death is something I'm every day, it just gets closer. You know, all you have to do is look in the mirror. Whoop, another wrinkle. That's closer. That's how it is, folks. Honestly, you know, and you say, oh, I'm just so upset about that. Well, you wouldn't be if you'd think about heaven. You might get a little upset because you're not as cute as you used to be. But actually, my wife says I'm cuter. But see, there's positive to getting old. She doesn't see as well as she used to either. But there's a place. It's a real place that we're going to. Remember, you get excited about Thanksgiving to going to Granny's house? Huh? How about getting excited about someday we're going to heaven? Do you understand the shepherd? These folks believe that. They're excited about that. I mean, it's exciting to think about going to heaven. I just wonder what happens, you know, why we become so religious that we don't get excited about that. But again, it's one of the reasons we're troubled. Because we get troubled when we stand on the scale. We get troubled when we look in the mirror. We get troubled when we lose another hair. I was very troubled years ago. Anymore, it's not a big deal. I used to watch them. You know, as they fluttered down. I used to look at the trap in the shower. I used to look at a little trap, and I'd pull it out, and it looked like a creature. I'm serious. I'd pull it out, and I'd go, oh, you know. But we're so troubled about stuff. Listen, heaven, it's a real place. You're here today, and you're not saved. I want you to go to heaven, too. I want you to know you're going to heaven. I want you to know what I know, that you can be saved. Not be a Baptist, not get baptized, not do a lot of good work. I'm talking about being saved and on your way to a real place called heaven. Well, if I was giving away trips to Hawaii today or giving away trips, yeah, see, you get excited about that. Why don't you get excited about the blood of Jesus, huh? But anyway, you know, we'd start getting excited about that. Give you a trip to Europe, give you a trip, you know, some exotic place or something, Marinci. You know, folks say, woohoo, I want to go, let me go there. We're talking about heaven. We're talking about no more losing hair. We're talking about no more arthritis. We're talking about no more stomach ache. Talking about no more hallelujah diets. No more. Nothing. I'm jumping into lake chocolate when I get to heaven. Amen. You're going to have a... I already believe there's going to be a sugar lick right outside my door. Amen. Some of you are excited about that, aren't you? You'd like to have that. You're thinking about it right now. Yeah. But it's a real place, folks. It's not something make-believe. It's not a fairy tale. It's real. It's heaven. It's a place. We're citizens there. When you get saved, your citizenship is in heaven. It's already got a P.O. box there. Got everything. It's all set. Jesus preparing everything. It's all there. So wonder who my doctor will be. You won't need one. Amen. I mean, you know, you won't need a funeral director there. I remember one time I got excited. I was preaching a funeral and I said, there won't be any funeral directors in heaven. And the funeral director came up afterwards and said, I'm saved. I said, you know what I mean. Verse 3, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. We've seen, first of all, the peace. We've seen preparation. We've seen a place. And number 4, we see a promise. Here's what Jesus said. He promised, I will come again. I will come again. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, why would he prepare a place for us if he's not going to take us to it? I mean, I don't have any way to get there. There's no car made that'll drive me to heaven. There's some that'll get you there, but they won't drive you there. There's no plane route. You can get on orbits and type in heaven. They're not gonna. They don't have anything like that. All right. So Jesus said, "I've prepared a place for you." He says, "I'm going to come again. I'm going to get you." Now he may get you. You may be on a hospital bed. You may be in a car accident. You may be flying and it fall. And anyway. Or he may come in the rapture. He's coming to get us, though. It's a promise. It's a promise. Let not your heart be troubled. Oh, you know, I think I know who the Antichrist is. We all think we know who the Antichrist is. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to know him personally. I'm not going to have to too much. Huh? Listen to me. Let not your heart be troubled. There, listen, he gave us a promise. I will come again and receive you unto myself. Amen. I will come again. We fret and fuss about so many things. And the truth of the matter is, I watch so many of the folks in the shepherd's ministry, and that's not there. Because they just really believe. Why don't we believe? Why don't you believe? Sir, why don't you believe enough to call on Jesus today? Do you want to go to heaven? I don't think there'd be any person in this room say, yeah, well, no, I want to go to hell, really. That's where I want to go. I was a heathen at the age of 17. I was on my way to hell, but I didn't want to go to hell. And I don't care who it was that came to me, and I don't care. I was nasty, and I used filthy language and all that kind of stuff, and I thought wrong. But if somebody said, do you want to go to hell, buddy? I'd have said, no, I don't really want to go to hell. I don't think you want to go to hell either. Why don't you ask Jesus in your heart today? Why don't you get saved today? That's what the message was all about with the shepherds. And then you could be dealing with that troubled heart. The last thing, I said, first of all, there's peace. Second of all, there's preparation. Third, there's a real place. Number 4, there's a promise. And number 5 is his presence. His presence. He said this. He said, where I am, there ye may be also. Whew. Do you know the best thing about heaven? I mean, there's streets of gold. I like that. Amen. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills, so I know when we get to heaven, we're going to hear, moo. By the way, there's got to be cattle there because I like T-bone steaks. Amen. I don't know how all that works, but it's going to work. I'm just saying, you know, the best thing about heaven is Jesus. That's the best thing about heaven. Jesus. His presence, always, eternally. I want to see my Savior first of all. Amen? Amen. But I can tell you this much, and I close with this. Let not your heart be troubled. Tells me that I don't even have to wait till I get to heaven for His presence. Because He comes and dwells with me when I called on Him to save me. And He lives here. You say, how do you know? Do you see Him? Nope, don't see Him. Do you feel Him? Nope, don't feel Him. How do you know He's there? I just know. He said so. He said so. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. He said, the Comforter will come. And that Comforter, the Holy Spirit of God, He lives right here. And that's how there's peace all the time. Can be. That's how you can smile when you sing. That's how you can rejoice when things aren't going so hot. Huh? It's His presence. His presence. The shepherd's class could sing, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Every time they sing that song, I look down at my feet, my legs. I can walk, my hands. And I've got glaucoma and I don't see well, but I can see. The world looks around me as I struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a church family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy and these clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, you're all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Don't you want that? That's how you don't have a troubled heart. When you really get your priorities straight and you say, you know, I may not have much, but I've got Him. And with Him, I've got it all. I've got it all. Where I am, there ye may be also. And He said, you don't have to wait till heaven. You can call on me today, and I'll come and I'll live right there. I'll live within you. And you can have all of me that you want. You just have to make room. If you make room, I'll fill you. And you know what? We often look around and say, I wonder who the most spiritual folks are. I wonder, you know, how's this person? Is this person real spiritual? I'm going to tell you who some of the most spiritual people in our church are. They're the folks that were up here doing a program a little while ago. They've got it figured out. Let not your heart be troubled. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. We saw peace, preparation, a place, a promise. His presence. Perhaps you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior. If you died, you really don't know if you'd go to heaven or not. You're not sure. I wonder how many here would say, preacher, I am sure that if I died, I would go to heaven. I know I'm saved. No doubt about that. I've trusted Jesus as my Savior. Would you raise your hand as a testimony of that? I'm the only one looking. No one else is looking. I'm not going to embarrass anyone. I'm not going to point you out. Thank you. You can put your hands down. I wonder if there's someone that'd say, preacher, you're talking about things I don't know about. If I died, I don't know if I'd go to heaven. I'm not sure. But I'd sure like to know. I'd like to be sure. Please pray for me. I am not sure that I'm saved. Pray for me, please. Raise your hand. Anyone like that? Just slip up your hand. Say, pray for me. I do not know whether I'm going to heaven. I'm not sure that I'm saved. Anyone? Pray for me. Pray for me. How many Christians would say, preacher, I am saved, I'm a Christian, but God has spoken to my heart today about something in my life. Please pray for me as a Christian. Raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Come on, right now. Raise your hand. Pray for me. Thank you. God bless you. Father, bless the invitation. I pray that you have spoken to our hearts and that we'll make the decisions that we need to make today because of our program, because of the preaching of the Word of God. I pray if there's one here today who does not know Jesus as Savior, please, please, God, don't let him leave without Christ. And I pray we'll make the decisions you've laid on our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand, please. 280 in your hymnals. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. If God is speaking to your heart today and you have a decision to make, do not hesitate. You come right now as we sing on the first verse.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Stay on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, the instruments continue to play. If you have a decision to make, there's still time. Folks are still praying. If you need to come, something you need to pray about, if you're not sure you're saved, we'll take a Bible. We'll show you today from the Word of God how you can know you're going to heaven. Whatever your decision, whatever you need to do today, God's speaking to your heart, you come. Amen. Look up this way, please. We will have our ensemble practice today. The drama for the cantata, they will not practice today. I think that was scheduled originally. No practice for the drama group, but everything else should be as is scheduled. 5 o'clock, all the choirs practice, and our teens meet, and our men and ladies prayer times take place. 6 o'clock, the evening service, and I trust you'll be back for that. A lot of announcements, a lot of things going on. Just always busy, amen? That's good. That's the way it should be. And pray for our Shepherd's Ministry. Don't forget tonight we will receive a special offering for Shepherd's Christmas. And so you pray about that. Ask the Lord what he'd have you to do. It is always a blessing. So much fun watching them open their presents at Christmas time. And we have a great time with that. Brother Don, would you close in prayer, please?
Shall we pray together? Father, we do thank you for your love for us and your love demonstrated to us through our shepherds today. Father, I thank you that so many of them are not troubled because they walk in peace with you. They've trusted you very simply, as you said, come to me as a little child, and they do. Father, but these are an example to us, if we would, but simply trust you as a little child for every aspect and every area of our own lives, and try to stop trying to make our relationship with you so complicated, so religious, but simply you're realizing your love for us, realizing that you've prepared a place for us, and you have many promises that we just simply need to claim. Lord, may the message of this morning and the love demonstrated today here that we have seen go with us this week and encourage us to live for you in every aspect, including sharing that love in our faith with those around us. We pray your blessings upon us, your safety as we travel, and Father, gather us safely again together tonight. We pray in Jesus' name.